Here you are again. Coming home from work. Stepping out of your car and shivering at the chilly evening air. Another weekend. Another 2 days of loneliness. Of being bored out of your mind. It's not that you hate living here. But it would be nice to have someone to share your time with. You step through the doorway and roll your shoulders, working out your muscles. You're quite tired, but you notice that your house seems a little darker than you remember. Winter is getting closer, bringing longer and darker nights. But the light in your house seems to be swallowed up by an unusual gloom. You shrug. The light bulbs are probably dying, that's all. You make a mental note to replace them tomorrow and head to your bedroom. God, you're tired. Your bed calls to you, beckoning you to rest. You don't really feel like staying up to do anything, so you simply brush your teeth, toss your work clothes onto the wardrobe, and fall into the inviting embrace of your bed. You don't understand why you are so tired tonight. It's not even 8 o'clock yet, but the pillows and blankets are wonderfully comfortable, soothing your exhaustion and lulling you to sleep. The need to rest calls you down, and you surrender to its embrace. You yawn one last time, and shadows draw over your eyes, plunging you into blissful slumber. You open your eyes, but recognize that you have yet to awaken. Blinking, you look around. You've never had a lucid dream before. Why now? And what a strange scenario for your mind to come up with. You are standing at the foot of a stone staircase. And that's it. There's nothing else here. Just stairs. And an endless void of swirling darkness. What would happen if you fell off, you wonder? You don't want to find out. So you climb, one step at a time. You ascend the staircase. You climb, and climb, and climb. You have no idea how long it takes to ascend the stairs. Are you even making progress? Looking up, you only see more stairs, with no end in sight. You turn around and look down, but can no longer even see your starting point. Perhaps this is your brain's way of telling you that you should work out more often. You sigh and continue climbing the steps. At least you don't seem to be getting tired or sore. You ascend, higher and higher, for some unknowable stretch of time. Just as you get to the point where you swear that the stairs must be forming some sort of treadmill, your foot connects with a new surface. You've reached the top. Your mind conjures more scenery. Now you're standing at the entrance of what seems to be an ancient, ruined city. Every way you look, you see crumbling stonework, collapsed pillars, and caved-in houses. The rubble forms a convenient hallway for you, and you cautiously move forwards, eyes scanning in all directions. Where in the world is this place? You're positive that you've never been here. Wherever here is. Why would your mind suddenly paint this picture? You scratch the back of your hand, trying to recall anything that might have triggered this inspiration. But nothing comes to mind. So you let the question slip away and keep walking. As you advance, more details slip into view. Pockets of wispy fog drift across the ruined city, obscuring your sight. At the same time, shining jewels glimmer high in the night sky, offering what little starlight they can to help guide your way. The longer you walk, the more you notice. You see ancient runes, paintings, and inscriptions in an unknown language carved into the architecture. Evidence of civilization. Wherever you're going, you feel like you're getting closer. You walk and walk, and eventually, you reach what you know has to be your destination. A mansion. Sprawling and luxurious, and somehow still looks impressive, even in its ruined state. The mansion is more detailed and intact than any of the other buildings you've passed, and your sense of wonder encourages you to explore it. You walk forward, pushing the wrought iron gates open, and step through the hallway of withered hedges. As you reach the towering double doors, you pause and glance at the insignia displayed on the entranceway. A shield, proudly bearing the symbol of a crescent moon. Curious. You're certain that you've never been here, and have no idea what any of this place means. But the insignia feels oddly familiar to you. You push open the doors, and as you step inside, a shiver runs down your spine. The interior of the mansion is well preserved, even tidy. It's far cleaner than it has any right to be, given the state of things outside. You trace your finger over a windowsill, searching for dust, and find none. Your expression scrunches in confusion, unsure to the meaning of any of this. As you continue to explore the mansion, you can't shake the feeling, the most peculiar feeling, of déjà vu. The halls and rooms of this building feel almost familiar. The back of your mind is awash with a tingling sensation, as if you're close to remembering something that you had forgotten long ago. There's something here. Somewhere in this mansion, there's something that you need to find. For some reason, you're absolutely sure of that, and you know that you won't wake up until you find it. The mansion has two floors. As you ascend the elegant curved staircase, the tingling in the back of your mind becomes a buzzing, and the air seems to taste of copper. You're close. You turn right and head down the hallway, towards the bedrooms. You don't understand how you knew that, but you're sure that the bedrooms are this way. You turn and stop at the second door on the left. The buzzing grows louder and louder still, making you wince and shut your eyes in concentration. You grip the door handle, this thing that you're meant to find. It's surely inside this room. You open the door, and the screeching inside your mind comes to an abrupt halt. You step inside and look around to see. Your bedroom. It's impossibly bizarre. Why would your sleeping mind come up with this? Why is your bedroom here, in this strange mansion that you do not know, in this ruined city that you've never seen? It's exactly the way you left it when you went to sleep. Your clothes are still piled in a heap on the wardrobe, a stray sock hanging off the edge. That book you've been meaning to read for the last 3 years still sits on your nightstand. A half-filled glass of water resting next to it. And then your eyes drift to the bed, and you recognize yourself, sleeping in your own bed, chest rising and falling in a steady rhythm. A horrible shiver runs down your spine. Your skin feels cold and clammy. This shouldn't feel as wrong as it does. But things are not as they seem. There is something wrong here. The sleeping version of yourself suddenly jerks, eyes darting open and meeting your own. You gasp in shock, and the buzzing in your mind returns as a maddening whine, screeching and threatening to boil over. The room begins to spin, and you fall to your knees, clutching your head, but you don't hit the floor, because there is no floor anymore. And you fall into the endless black as everything melts away. In an instant, this dream has become a nightmare. Your mind succumbs to panic, terrified that there is no ground to reach, that there is nothing to see in any direction. Wind screams past your face, whipping and licking at you as you plummet, and you cry out, "Please, anyone, help! Help!" The wind swallows your words, and you keep falling, going down, down into the hungry, waiting abyss, feeling its malice as it prepares to swallow you for eternity. Why can't you wake up? You just want to wake up. And then you hear a giggle. A demure, feminine thing. The harmony of her voice stills your panic. And you suddenly come to a stop. All momentum lost in an instant. You hover there for a moment, floating in the darkness, when you feel a soothing touch on the back of your shoulders. You flinch and try to turn around, but the woman giggles again and whispers into your ear.
No, no, it's all right. You are safe.
Her words melt the tension from your body, and you go limp. Her unseen body wraps around you, gently cradling you and rocking you back and forth.
Come now, it's time to wake up.
Utterly relaxed, you close your eyes and drift away. Blinking the sleep out of your eyes, you once again awake back in the physical world. You feel as if you had a strange dream. You can't remember much of it. There were some good parts and some less than pleasant parts. But more importantly, you feel good. Really good. You hop out of bed in a single effortless motion and move to stretch out, smiling as you do. Glancing out your window, you can tell that it's still quite early in the morning. When was the last time that you had gotten a night of sleep so invigorating? Perhaps this weekend isn't going to be so bad after all. You place your hands on your hips, beginning to make plans. There are those light bulbs you need to replace. After breakfast, you should make a grocery list. Pick up some of the other things that you need. And perhaps once that was done, you would finally spend some time reading on a comfortable afternoon. Yes, today was shaping up to be a great day. You nod confidently to yourself, taking a deep breath before slowly exhaling it. Yes, today is going to be a great day. You turn around, moving to fix the bed before you forget about it. But as you rearrange the pillows and place the sheets back into position, you realize something odd. There's a dark purple quilt resting on your bed, and you don't recognize it. It's beautifully detailed, and you pick it up to get a better look at it. It is perhaps the softest, most comfortable thing that you have ever felt. The quilt is detailed with a peculiar pattern, with lots of swirls and yellow dots that look like stars. Two of the stars in the center have curved black lines inside of their centers. Looking at these peculiar stars is oddly soothing, and it almost seems as if they are faintly glowing. You frown. Where did this quilt come from? You would remember having something this comfortable. And for that matter, where's the old blanket? You don't remember moving it. You briefly turn away to contemplate this. And out of the corner of your eye, you notice a subtle movement. Blinking in confusion, you turn back to look at the quilt. And the quilt blinks back. Your mouth drops open and the quilt slips out of your hand. Did you imagine that? The quilt blinks again, confirming that you were not hallucinating. You realize now that the yellow dots on the quilt are not stars. They're eyes. And now they're open, blinking and looking right at you. You are too stunned, too confused to let out anything more than a pitiful squeak. This cannot be real. Surely this is just a continuation of your bizarre dreams, right? You blink again, suddenly engaged in a staring contest with a quilt. You could have never anticipated what happened next. The quilt begins to move of its own accord, sinking down into your bed. It rapidly loses solidity, melting down and into an indecipherable purple sludge that sinks right into the surface of your bed, traveling right through the sheets and disappearing. Staring at the bed, utterly speechless, you wonder if that is the end of things. It is not. The bed itself begins to move, quivering and losing its shape. The bed, your sheets, the pillows, and even the entire wooden frame begin to dissolve, melting into the same purple sludge. In just a few moments, your bed and everything on it is gone, leaving only a dark puddle of goo on the bedroom floor. The puddle rests for a moment before moving again. The slime coalesces, slowly rising off the floor like a geyser of molasses. It rises higher and higher until it's almost at the level of your head. And despite how much of the slime is raised up, the puddle on the floor stays exactly the same size. You blink and rub your eyes. You couldn't imagine something like this in your wildest dreams. Did someone drug you last night? You can't think of any other explanation for this. But as you watch the rest of the spectacle unfold, a familiar buzzing slips into the back of your mind. The massive sludge adjusts itself, forming a humanoid silhouette. More goo silently rises up from the puddle, and the figure becomes more detailed. The sludge is arranging itself into a body, forming the shape of a woman. She constructs herself from the bottom up. You see a wave traveling through the slime, splitting her lower half and forming two slender legs. She does not appear to have feet, and it seems that her body is simply an extension of the puddle on the floor. The transformation continues upwards, forming her wide hips and waist, then her smooth stomach and abdomen. Her chest and shoulders follow, forming a pair of large, pillowy breasts that immediately capture your attention as they drop into position. After her arms and hands comes her head, followed by her hair, a long, elegant ponytail. The thing changes again, adding color and volume to itself. The body of the woman turns to a lighter shade of indigo, creating the appearance of a skin tone, while her hair and formless lower mass turn darker, becoming an inky black as dark as the night sky. Now that it has a body, the creature decides to clothe itself. Her mass reaches up and knits itself together, changing its shape and color. The exterior of her body melts into white silk and black frills, creating an ensemble that looks remarkably like a maid's dress. Her apron stretches up her body and covers her chest, concealing her naked form. A small, cute bow forms at her neck, and a maid's headdress crests the top of her head, adorning her ponytail. Finally, her face ripples as she forms facial features. Her eyebrows and nose form first, followed by her lips and mouth, which immediately curls upwards into a knowing smile. Two pale, yellow orbs form, creating her eyes. Her eyes are a faintly swirling mass of energy that have no pupils or irises. It's faint, but you can tell that her eyes are glowing with a soft, warm light. Her transformation complete, her smile grows. She arches her back and raises her arms over her shoulders, closing her eyes and stretching out. After she sighs contently, her eyes lock with yours, and she adjusts her posture. She interlocks her hands in front of her waist, standing up straight and offering a warm smile. The perfect posture of service.
Good morning, Master. Did you sleep well?
You blink and realize that you can't move. Eyes locked with hers, your body has completely frozen up. Her eyes swirling and glowing have utterly entranced you. Looking into her eyes causes your head to spin and your breathing grows heavier as you start to remember things from your dream. Her eyes pull you in, deeper and deeper, to the point where you worry that she might be stealing your soul with her gaze. She places a hand over her mouth, covering a giggle. And the spell is broken.
Why, whatever is the matter, Master? You look so very lost.
You stumble back, dazed, reeling. Panic begins to set in. Just a minute ago, this thing was your bed. You must have been sleeping on her, in her, for the entire night. You fall backwards, landing painfully onto your rear. Your breathing comes through in ragged gasps as you raise a quaking finger at her, your mind utterly encompassed in terror.
Master?
She tilts her head, frowning in concern.
What troubles you so?
Finally, the panic completely overwhelms your mind. You scramble backwards before stumbling onto your feet, screaming and running for the door. The creature frowns, silently observing you as you slam into the door, failing to knock it open. You reach down and turn the doorknob, but it only rattles, refusing to budge. You cry out in anguish. This door doesn't even have a lock. How is any of this happening? What in the world is going on? Cursing, you rattle the doorknob harder. Something cool and sticky brushes across your hand. You freeze and pull your hand back to see that it's been covered with a thin, purple substance. Eyes quaking with fear, you turn your attention to the doorknob. A drooling mouth is formed on the exterior of the metal, with a large purple tongue lolling out. The mouth laughs at you, and the tongue reaches out to lick your hand again. You scream and pull back, and the entire doorknob melts into purple sludge, falling onto the floor and forming a blob. Slowly inching its way across the carpet, it makes its way towards the woman's puddle of mass, and joins with her, melding into her body. She looks at you, worry dancing across her expression.
Master, please, calm down. It's all right.
Slapping one hand over one of your eyes, you begin to laugh madly. You're trapped. Completely and utterly trapped. Stuck in your own bedroom with this creature that calls you master. Just how much of your house has she replaced? Are you even real anymore? Is this all still a dream? You howl with raucous laughter, backing up against the wall and slowly sliding down to the floor, feeling your sanity slip further away with every second you spend near this creature. You sob, shake, and laugh, briefly wondering if your neighbors can hear you. It doesn't seem likely. Frowning, the creature fully forms her legs and feet, summoning the infinite puddle of her lower mass into her body with ease. She walks towards you and kneels down, looking at you at the eye level. Her arms reach out towards you, and you curl up, expecting a horrible, burning end. But no such thing comes. Instead of devouring you, she gently pulls you closer to her, nuzzling you against her shoulder and softly stroking your head. She hums a wordless song right into your ear, soothing you and calming you.
Don't be afraid. I am here now. Everything is all right.
She holds this position for several minutes, cradling and comforting you in peaceful silence. When the tension in your body is finally left, she pulls back, looking at you with a thoughtful expression.
Master, could it be that you are not aware of what you did?
You shake your head, avoiding eye contact. You stammer out that you have no idea who or what she is, and don't know what she wants.
That would explain this. Well, please, allow me to explain.
She stands up, smooths out her skirt, and politely curtsies.
It's quite simple. You see, Master, whether you are aware of it or not, you summoned me. In your mind, you cried out for more than just help. You desired companionship and intimacy. Well, the stars have heard your prayer, Master. I am here to care for you. But it is not unheard of for men to unknowingly summon one of my kind. So please, allow me to demonstrate my qualifications.
With a flick of her wrist, she commands her substance to move itself. Her legs dissolve into a puddle again, and a long strand of slime snakes its way to the floor, where your bed had been previously. Her substance spreads out, forming a rectangle before beginning to rise upwards. Her sludge changes shape and color, and you see that she is reforming your bed, frame, sheets, and all. She laughs, withdrawing her tentacle. Suddenly, her face disappears, sinking back into itself, and her entire body morphs, blurring and changing. In just a few seconds, she has remade herself, turning herself into a perfect replica of a human woman. All evidence of her alien body is gone. She is tall, slender, and gorgeous, and continues to smile at you, basking in your confusion.
Do you understand now, Master?
She asks, morphing herself back into her slime form.
My substance has infinite utility. I can create anything, be anyone.
She points behind her, gesturing to your now completely reformed bed.
I am happy to provide you with anything and everything that you desire. Under my care, Master, you shall want for nothing.
You stammer out a question, speaking for the first time. What does she get out of this?
Your pleasure is my own, Master. And my payment is very straightforward and simple. Let me show you.
She smiles at you again, but there is more to it than gentle warmth this time. Excitement. She is eager. And hungry. She extends more tentacles from her body, which carefully wrap around you, pick you up, and deposit you onto the bed.
Don't be afraid, Master.
She smiles.
This is my duty. I will never allow any harm to befall you.
The slimy tips of her tendrils spread across your body, dissolving your clothing in an instant. You gasp, shivering at your sudden nakedness.
Worry not, Master. You don't need those rags anymore. I will create whatever clothes you desire from now on.
Then, her substance continues to spread over you, beginning to coat your body. Surprisingly, her slime doesn't feel sticky, and is a cool and pleasant sensation on your body. Seeing your body disappear into her sludge, you begin to feel an animal panic, but your maid leans down and embraces your lips with her own. As you kiss, her thoughts mingle with yours, and she sends you comfortable, calming sensations, tinged with hints of her lust. Her thoughts begin to inflame your arousal, and you moan into her mouth. Her tongue reaches out, lapping at yours as she seems to devour the very idea of your pleasure. As your tongue dances with hers, you taste a few drops of her substance. The taste is almost beyond comprehension, faintly reminding you of grape jelly. And like her mind, her taste simultaneously calms and incites you. A stiff need rises from between your legs. And she coos happily as she feels your cock rubbing into her slime. Finally, she pulls back from the kiss, leaving you wanting more. Her eyes shine as bright as stars, aglow with love and lust in equal measure.
You feel so wonderful, Master.
She leans back a little, dissolving her white apron and exposing her upper half to you. Your eyes snap to her generous chest, steadily rising and falling with the pattern of her excited breathing. She takes her hands and cups her breasts, pushing them up and moaning for you. You can see that her body is making other changes as well. Additional yellow orbs, nearly identical to her eyes, have begun to form, appearing on her sleeves and in her hair. Her form has somehow become even more chaotic, with small tendrils of her substance rising out of her puddle of mass. They wriggle about, desperately reaching towards you, but fall short.
Let me give you just a taste of what I can offer you, Master.
Tendrils wrap around your legs, pulling them apart and leaving your throbbing cock completely exposed to her. She smiles lovingly at it, eyes blazing with hunger, and leans down. She plants a gentle kiss on the tip of your cock, and just that little bit of sensation causes pleasure to course through your body, making you gasp and shudder in delight.
Watch me, Master. Watch me, Master.
She opens her mouth wide, looking directly into your eyes as she slowly begins to lower it over your cock. You are spellbound, paralyzed by the overwhelming gravity of her eyes. Inch by inch, your cock vanishes inside of her mouth. She has yet to actually touch you until she reaches your base. With a wink, she draws her lips together, forming a perfect seal around your trapped organ. The cool pleasure of her substance feels 1,000 times stronger on your cock, and you immediately groan and buck your hips up into her mouth. It is a motion that would have caused a human woman significant discomfort, but your lover is far from human. She does not move her head an inch, simply rearranging the shape of her mouth and throat to perfectly accommodate your cock. Already you feel like you are about to burst. She is maddening. Being covered in her slime is like being pleasured by 1,000 tiny tongues at once, each licking and slurping independently, vying for control over your cock. Bobbing her head up and down, she sighs happily, making it clear that she has no need for air. She could do this forever, if you desired it. You let out a long, needy moan, and she hums in delight. The vibrations spread throughout your body, coursing through your nerves and arousing you even further. Her many eyes looking right at you as she worships your cock, her voice drifts directly into your mind.
Oh, Master, you make the most delightful sounds, but I haven't even truly begun yet.
Her substance on your cock shifts, and for the first time, she begins to suck. Even her first motion is overwhelming, causing you to cry out in unrestrained bliss as she begins to properly service you. Acting of their own accord, your hands fly to her head, taking hold of her hair and pushing her down onto you. Her eyes widen in delight at your sudden eagerness, and her throat again reshapes itself to perfectly fit your cock.
That's it, Master. You cannot possibly hurt me, so please, be as rough with me as you'd like.
You comply with her request, gripping her head more firmly and forcing her down even further. Your fingertips sink in and begin to receive a delightful massage from her shifting substance. She moans in delight, continuing to slurp and suck you. The strength of her suction is immense, hovering just before the point where it would become uncomfortable. Her slime grows more energetic, moving and wrapping around your cock in unpredictable patterns. It's all too much, and this is by far the most exquisite blowjob that you've ever received, and you can't hold back much longer. As if sensing your impending orgasm on a supernatural level, your maid moans into your dick, increasing the speed and intensity of her efforts. She looks up at you, face pressed into your crotch, and your eyes meet once more. The power of her gaze is even stronger, even brighter. You glimpse briefly through the windows into her soul, your mind brushing against the unimaginable ocean of her lust. That single, light touch against her mind sends you reeling over the edge, plummeting into a bottomless abyss of pleasure. You cry out, practically screaming with joy as your maid delivers you the first of many orgasms to come. You clutch her head, groaning and spurting into her mouth as she relentlessly milks you. She sucks the cum right out of you, absorbing your essence and feeding on the energy contained within it. And in that moment, you feel as if you've suddenly left your body. You slip out of yourself, blinking as you try to realize where you are. And as you look down, observing your purple, slimy body, you realize that you are one of her eyes. You glance over at yourself, observing the blowjob from her perspective. Your mate's sensations suddenly surge into your mind, slamming into your consciousness like a torrential flood. Love and lust collide within your mind in overwhelming volume, washing away any other thoughts. Gasping for breath, you open your eyes again and find yourself back in your own body. Your consciousness returned from its brief foray into your maid's mind. She finally pulls off of your thoroughly drained cock with a pop, gasping with delight.
Oh, master. I'm so happy to have tasted your essence for the first time. My sincerest thanks for the meal. You were simply delicious.
You mumble something in response, too exhausted to properly form a sentence. You can't help smiling happily, hazily, feeling a surge of masculine pride that she apparently finds your semen so tasty. But your maid is interested in stroking more than just your pride. She giggles at you before taking your cock in her hands and beginning to stroke up and down. Up and down, gently squeezing your softening shaft. You cry out, still ever so sensitive from your orgasm, and gasp for her to stop.
No, master.
She frowns.
Unfortunately, that is one of the few requests that I am obligated to refuse.
Your cock betrays you, growing as hard as steel despite your protests. Your maid smiles, leans down, and begins to suck on you again, continuing your conversation with her mind.
Your essence is the only payment I require for my service, master. You would not be so cruel as to deny me, would you?
Whatever you determined too intense to be before is blown away. You writhe under her oral assault, trying to pull away and free yourself. But find yourself stuck in place. She reaches a tendril towards your hanging orbs, coating your balls in her substance and tenderly massaging them. Your nerves are screaming, overwhelmed with sensation, but you still have just enough sense left to understand your predicament. Her body has become even more chaotic. Dozens of pale yellow orbs are gazing at you with love, each of them threatening to drive you mad if you stare for too long. Her lower body has almost completely dissolved, fusing with the bed, which itself has devolved into an incomprehensible mess. Drooling mouths form from the billows, whispering depravity into your ears. Tongues and tentacles sprout from the bedsheets, licking your body and teasing you from every angle. It's not just your cock that's been trapped inside of her. Your entire body is at her mercy now, and she is stimulating every part of you. You cry out again and again, struggling, begging her to stop. But your motions only serve to coat you with more of her substance, trapping you more completely.
Please don't thrash, master. There's nothing to worry about. I will care for you. So come for me again, won't you? I'm so eager to taste you.
You can't hear her anymore. The pleasure is screaming throughout your body, overloading your nerves. You are now so thoroughly submerged in your mind, in your maid, you can no longer tell where your body begins and her ends. And everywhere you look, her eyes meet yours, amplifying your pleasure to impossible levels. The maddening whine in the back of your head has been drowned out by the impossible level of sensation across your body, and you barely even notice when your next orgasm creeps up on you. She moans as more hot cum floods into her mouth, and even as your body shudders in the ecstasy of release, your pleasure refuses to stop building. You lose track of how long this goes on. Again and again, she brings you to orgasm, devouring your release and refusing you even a moment's rest. Your pleasure skyrockets again and again, until all of your thoughts are burnt to ash by the blazing hue of lust. You can endure no longer. The pleasure becomes pain, and you silently scream for mercy as her blowjob becomes blissful torture. She ignores you, continuing to flay your nerves with overwhelming sensation. Your mind finally snaps, shattering like breaking glass. You pass out, granted the release of unconsciousness as she continues to milk your helpless cock. When you come to, you find that you are not in the same place. You are in the kitchen, sitting on the chair, leisurely enjoying a cup of coffee. Your maid is at the kitchen counter, humming a soft tune to herself as she happily prepares a perfectly balanced breakfast for you. She hasn't bothered tying the back of her apron, giving you a fantastic view of her bare ass, gently swaying side to side as she goes about her tasks. You finish your coffee, nodding to yourself and contemplating if you'd like to bend her over the counter and have a quick treat before breakfast. Of course you do. So you laugh and get up, moving behind her and firmly grabbing her ass. She squeals in delight, giggling and bending over, exposing herself for you. Her pussy looks deliciously inviting, so you kneel down and dip your tongue between her folds, beginning to eat her out. Oh yes, she is definitely a favorite part of breakfast.
Are you beginning to understand, Master?
You freeze, withdrawing your tongue from her eager slit. What is this? Where are you? Weren't you just in the bedroom?
Oh, Master. We still are.
Your vision blurs and the world around you shifts. Your consciousness drifts back into your body just as you're on the brink of yet another mind-shattering orgasm. Your maid's head bobs and slurps on your cock, happily sucking out yet another load from you. Gasping, you fall unconscious again. You wake up in your living room. Rain is pattering against your window. The fireplace is crackling with a cozy fire. And you are nestled together with your maid on a love seat that you didn't even know you owned.
I made it, of course.
Lovingly nuzzling against your shoulder.
I think it really ties the room together, don't you?
You nod in agreement, beginning to discuss plans to have her remodel the kitchen, when you stop and shake your head. What in the world is going on? How are you being teleported around like this?
Do you still not understand, Master? My apologies. Then allow me.
Your maid snaps her fingers, and you close your eyes. For a moment, you are nowhere, floating in a void. And then, sensations float into you. You are still not awake, but you can see through her eyes again. You observe yourself. Even unconscious, your cock is still rock hard, your maid continuing to slurp on you. You suddenly realize that you can feel the sensations of her service. You let out a groan, and you are back in the living room, resting comfortably on the love seat. But your maid has sunk to her knees, sucking on your cock here as well. And that's when you realize that her actions don't quite match up to what you're feeling. You finally piece it all together. You're not being teleported. You are inside your own mind.
Now you understand, Master. The possibilities are infinite.
More scenes flash through your mind. More ways to indulge in your impossible lover. Bending her over the dinner table, holding her arms behind her back as you slam into her. Laying down on the floor, letting her ride you as you grope her jiggling tits. The visions flash by faster than you can keep track. Fucking, cuddling, loving, feeding. The infinite scenario she is proposing all play out at once, and you can feel all of them. Slapping flesh and the lewd squelching of her slime surrounds your consciousness. With her mind connected so intimately with yours, and with the bothersome rationality out of the picture, you can finally begin to understand what she is. A Shoggoth. An impossible, wonderful entity from the stars. A member of a race that was born, designed, to function as the perfect servant. To her, service is pleasure. Cooking, cleaning, and dusting all fill her with a joy that almost matches sex. Your essence, the only food she truly needs, fills her with bliss beyond measure.
That's right, Master. Your pleasure truly is my own.
As you experience a thousand orgasms at once, you find yourself back in your body, spurting inside of her mouth again. You surrender to the mad pleasure, and she eagerly slurps up your sanity as you pulse it into her mouth. She guides you through your climax, and you no longer feel the pain of overstimulation. She has pushed your body beyond rational limits, pushing your pleasure to the limits and smashing right through it, revealing brand new heights of sensation. You grin at her, laughing as you realize the truth. This mad cycle can continue forever. She can infinitely raise the limits of your body, ensuring that every climax she gives you is better than the last. She gathers herself and leans forward, her breasts hanging in front of your face. And she smiles at you. You know what's coming next. You want it. You need to join with her. She slowly positions herself on top of you, rubbing your cock against her entrance and bringing her mouth to your ear.
Join with me, Master. Connect with me in mind and body. Oh, please, Master. May I ride you?
With a laugh, you reach up, wrap your hands around her back, and pull her down onto you, bringing your mouth to hers as her pussy accepts your cock. Perfection. There's no other way to describe the feeling of her insides. Now you understand why she tortured you for so long with her sucking. She has begun to train your endurance, allowing you to last longer with her. Even so, you are not certain that you can hold back for long. Her pussy shapes itself around you, forming a fit so perfectly tight that it boggles your newly expanded imagination. Every fiber of her being has dedicated itself to your mutual pleasure, and she wraps and squeezes her substance around your cock. Your tongue darts into her mouth, meeting hers and wrestling for control. And the longer you kiss, the stronger your mental link becomes. Your sensations flow between the other with perfect clarity, doubling your sensations as you experience the lovemaking through your partner's body. You feel the incredible hard warmth of your cock filling her up so perfectly. You immerse yourself in her mind as she becomes part of yours, feeling how deliciously tight and pleasant her pussy feels, clenching around you, milking you. Your bodies become indistinguishable, becoming a mass of writhing, gooey bliss as you indulge in each other. You lose track of yourselves. There is no longer a you or her, only your shared mind. Kissing, moaning, and fucking. She shares her excitement readily. She is eager to accept your release inside of her. That burning hot physical proof of your love for her. And you are eager to give it to her. Moaning out together, the two of you simultaneously explode, reaching a shared climax that only adds to the other's joy. Your love and lust pour into each other before swirling back around, forming a feedback loop that sustains your climax, keeping your pleasure at its peak. Any notion of time disappears and you simply indulge in each other, remaining connected until you both finally collapse, gasping for breath. Giggling, you roll over together, beginning to drift to sleep. With her lust sated, the tentacles, mouths, and eyes slowly fade away from the bed. The sheets move up of their own accord, covering the both of you and tucking you in for a peaceful slumber. You remain inside of her as you fall asleep, knowing that the fun will continue in your dreams. The smell of delicious food being prepared in the kitchen rouses your consciousness. When you wake up, you are greeted by the smiling face of your eldritch maid, lying across from you in the bed. You return her smile, reaching over to plant a loving kiss on her cheek. And you do love her, you realize. Of course you do. Because you have always been and will always be her master.